intro and listening to Danny Foster and the tune Free. Before this, Simon Doty with Telling Me. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX morning news update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting
funny? My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, takes a lot. You think he's happy, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
where are you now? Pussy willow that smiled on this leaf. When I was alone, you promised a stone from your heart. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand, please. Please lift a hand, I'm only a person whose armband's beads on his hands hang tall. Won't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all? Poppy birds wake, swing twigs, coffee brands around, brandish her wand with a feathery tongue. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand, please, please, please. I'm only a person with Eskimo chain. I tattered my brain. Don't you miss me? Couldn't you miss me at all? Alone, you promised a stone from your heart. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand, please, please lift a hand. I'm only a person whose armbands bead on his hands hang tall. Wouldn't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all?
Hey guys, this is Eve from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Don't look at me.
Every day is so wonderful. And suddenly, it's hard to breathe. Now and then, I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. But I am beautiful. No matter what they say, words can't bring me down. So don't you bring me down today. around today. Don't you bring us down today.
Clem Snide wrapping up this first set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. For this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. That's right. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. This is an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. Before I talk about that, let me just tell you the songs that I just played to start off that set of music. Before the Clem Snide. Clem Snide in town just recently. It was Eve solo, but under the moniker of Clem Snide. So played some Clem Snide. Doing the Christina Aguilera hit, Pittsburgh's own Extina, with a song that Linda Perry from 4-9 Blondes wrote. How about that? How about that? So before all of that, Syd Barrett with Wouldn't You Miss Me? Or, as I like to call it, Dark Globe. And start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because as I've told you, my name is Mock. No, actually, I've told you my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. And people call me the Mockster. Yeah, but this is an encore presentation. Which means most of this show actually aired on Friday, February 18th of 2022. Most of it. So what I've done is I've taken an actual recording of that show and I've planted it within this hour, 2 hour block, whatever whatever they allot me. And then around that, I sprinkle in the opportunity for me to tell you that it's an encore presentation, so it's not live. You want to hear me live? Tune in Friday nights at 9. You can call me up and do all that good stuff. But if it's not a Friday night, don't call me up because I won't answer the phone. But what I've done is I've taken songs from that same show, February 18th, 2022, and I'm playing highlights of that for this encore presentation. That's the business that's happening right now. Hey, speaking of that Friday, I did get a new listener actually reached out and said, Mockster, I just found your show. My husband and I are listening to your show, and wow, where have you been all of my life? And I think by all of her life, she means like in the last like week or two, I don't know. Not really all of her life. Gave me a couple songs, a couple inspirations, a couple things to think about to play for you, including something from Antenna from their debut album, It's Sleep.
I like sleeping. It's the best part.
another planet, another girl, another planet.
Some rock.
Joe Strummer and the Latino Rockabilly War, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Pulled that off of the Permanent Record soundtrack, which came out back in 1988. The Moxer remembers that well because that was the first year he was doing some radio, and a wee little lad named the Moxer got that album in his hands, and he's like, wait a minute, the Stranglers, the Godfathers, Lou Reed, the Bodines, and Joe Strummer all over it? Yeah, I'm all over it, and 30-plus years later, I'm still all over it. I am. Hey, speaking of 30-plus years later, R.E.M.'s Green is over that mark, and I played Get Up from that album because, you know what, sleep does delay my life. You should get up. Get up. Only Ones in that set with Another Girl, Another Planet, and started off a song that name-dropped the Only Ones song, Antenna, with their song Sleep. Yeah, do you see a theme? Do you smell a theme here? Well, that theme is over, but I do smell an important announcement coming your way, and then some more music.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
Let's find our way back into the music part of things on this show called the Viva La Mac. The album was called The Raw and the Coat. It came out in, I think it was 89. I think 1989. Might have been 88, but I'll check the vinyl here in a second. Second album, second release, and I think the final. I don't know if they did anything after this by the Fine Young Cannibals.
Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper just loved that rascal Puff. He brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. One great night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like the rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, he could not be so brave. And Puff that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Puff the magic dragon, little by the sea, and frolic down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon.
Band called the Endmen here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The album came out back in 1988 called Shooting Down the Sun. That was them doing their version of Puff the Magic Dragon. Hey, before the Endmen. Yeah, I went all 80s on you, did I not? Well, almost. I went a little 70s because Before the Endmen was Sunday Girl by Blondie. From Parallel Lines. So, okay, I went 70s on you on that. And then Men Without Hats, title track from their Pop Goes the World album. I knew a guy back in the late 80s, maybe the early 90s. He was a huge Men Without Hats fan. And I did not give him props. I really didn't. I picked up that album in the 90s. I probably found it at a Big Lots for like a dollar. And I was like, what, where was I? What was I missing? They were so much more than just the safety dance. In my opinion. Before the Men Without Hats, what else do we have? Oh, start off the entire set from The Raw and The Cooked. Fine Young Cannibals, doing their version of Ever Fallen in Love, originally recorded, written, and produced by the Buzzcocks. How about some more music right after this?
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back into more music, though. Hey, if you got a request, if it's Friday night, you can call me up. You can just pick up your phone and be like, I ain't shy, dude. I'm going to call you, 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. Or you can be like Gar, who's listening over in West Mifflin, who opted to use the email WRCT request. He's like, can I hear some Ray Davies?
Hey, my friend, you can't run away from time. They say you can't fight fate, time won't wait. You can't run away from time. Set ourselves free this time. We must try to escape because it's never too late. Liberation is ours to find. Hey, hey, let's run away. Let's run away from time. Hey. We've still got mountains to climb, a day at a time. It's never too late, so why should we wait? Take me, save me. Maybe, baby, run away. Obsessed by the continual quest for the fountain of youth they will never find. And time is the avenger. Run, 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 run away.
summer's day. Even as a winter's evening, angels strumming overhead. 27 seconds to touchdown. Switch on the landing lights. I turned up the radio. One day I'll buy a ticket for any place that I want to go. Now that I am so death of magic thinking. She could find it in an experiment, put it where it shouldn't be, put it underneath her dress and waited to see. I didn't know what to do, I didn't know what to say. It was just a game, I guess, one that I didn't know how to play. But if I'd never known that spark, stumbled on it all in a sense. The words glimpse honey to the hive and the melody to birds. The death of magic thinking. I can't stand on my head. I can't let go my tears. I can't control my anger. I can't admit my fears. Walked you to the prison gate. I didn't know what to say. Walk back to the car, shed tears of my betrayal. They'll teach you well, but not enough. A punching bag and all for nothing. Card wheels you used to turn. You'll never learn, they'll never mention. The death of magic thinking. She took my hand in an experiment, put it where it shouldn't be, put it underneath her dress and waited to see. I didn't know what to do, I didn't know what to say. It was just a game, I guess, one I didn't know how to play. Now you will leave it for some other place where they won't let me follow. I see you close the door. Magic thinking, the death, the magic thinking.
Money, man with money, man with money. Everybody in the bank line knows that I got a crush on the new teller. It's playlist day, I might as well tell her. She looks my way and she knows quite well her. Well, everybody in the other lines, they smile at me the way I'm blushing. I let them pass me 'cause I'm not rushing. I got a crush on the new teller. At me and she knows there's only three in the other lines in my line. Well, I count 11. Well, that's fine, 'cause I'm in heaven and I got a crush on the new teller. And she looks at me and she knows. Let's go.
Thank you.
That is actually brand new music. Brand new music from Lanny Flowers from his Flavor of the Month album with Don't Wait, Make Me Wait. Yeah, I'm trying not to make you wait. That album comes out in like another week, week and a half. So I just keep playing songs off of it for you. Hey, before, if I can remember, because I don't think I wrote all my songs down, but I'm going to do my best. So before the Lanny Flowers, I played the fabulous Poodles in that set of music from their Think Pink album with Man with Money. Elvis Costello and the Imposters have a brand new CD out. Just came out, today. No, I don't know when it came out. It came out recently. It's called The Boy Named If. I went to The Death of Magic Thinking from that Elvis Costello. And I can guarantee you're going to hear more of that on this show over the next coming weeks. More songs, more tracks, all that good stuff. Ray Davies. By request, some Ray Davies in there. Gar wanted to hear Runaway from Time. So I played it. That's how it works. He sent me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and said, hey, Mockster, can you play this song? And it happened. I played it. We got a mock to get to here in a few minutes. But before we get to the mock, how about something important?
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Now up above my head.
Up above my head.
You know head. I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
And I really do believe.
Yes, I really do believe.
That there's a heaven somewhere. Heaven somewhere. Up above.
Up above my head.
I see trouble in the air.
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I see trouble in the air.
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above
hey.
My hey. Head.
I see trouble in the air.
I see oh. trouble in the air. I really do believe.
Yes,
I really do believe.
That there's a heaven somewhere.
Heaven somewhere.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA@WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium.
We are sitting on Melinda Crawford Pertu's back deck, where it's a beautiful, sunny day. Thank you so much for inviting us here.
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. This is great.
Melinda, among other things that she does. Well, you tell them.
Well, I'm the orchestra director and string area head at Westminster College up in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. I'm also the violin teacher, and I direct the Scottish Fiddle Ensemble. I mentioned the orchestra, do all the string pedagogy stuff. If it has strings, it comes across my desk.
I'm up here because I'm a folk musician, and I want to talk to you about Scottish fiddling. Most Americans don't understand that there's a difference between Scottish fiddling and Irish fiddling. I mean, they just all think of it as Celtic music.
I know. I can't count the number of times I've been asked, oh, so you play Irish fiddle? No, I don't. I'm a Scottish fiddler. But a lot of people get them confused. They are very similar sounding, and that's sort of where the idea of the Celtic fiddling has grown. But the way I like to look at it is that if you're into languages and if you speak Spanish, you can probably understand a fair amount of Italian. Okay. Yep. But you can recognize that they're different. If you don't speak Spanish or Italian and you hear them next to each other, they probably sound very, very similar. It's the same thing with Scottish and Irish fiddle playing. For those of us that do it, we hear the differences. For people who don't, it sounds just super similar. And they are. They're cousins and, you know, right across the water from each other. So it's not that surprising.
Over here in North America, both types of fiddling. Actually, there's more than one kind of Irish fiddle.